On the streets of New York in the 1970s and 80s, young people from the Bronx were spinning on their heads and backs, doing acrobatic flips and rocking to hip-hop beats. The dancing began as a competition of skills at house parties and street jams. Soon it became a pop culture phenomenon. As part of the continuing series Present at the Creation, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco explores the origins of breakdancing.
It started back in the day, as they say, in the early 1970s in the roughneck South Bronx, New York. Impoverished Black and Puerto Rican neighborhoods were filled with burned-down buildings and crowded housing projects, and gangs ruled the turf. Luis Angel Mateo, alias Track 2, is what's known as an old-school b-boy, a Bronx boy, what would later come to be called a breakdancer. He remembers how gang leaders would often meet up at house parties or discos to challenge one another on the dance floor.
They would have a get-together between the rival gangs for a specific turf, and the two warlords would go at it. And the winner to that dance actually decides where the rumble is going to be held.
Now, this might sound like a scene out of West Side Story, too choreographed to be true, but Track 2 and other b-boys insist it was real. In the early days, the dancing they called top rock used the upper body and fancy footwork, almost like boxers circling each other. Before hip-hop, they danced to soul and rock records. One of their favorites was a tune called The Mexican.
There was basically a lot of shuffles where the stabbing or the punching or the hitting with a stick and a chain swinging, and but without actually physicality. You know, it's a lot of motion, a lot of gestures, what one person was going to do to another, what gang was going to do to the other gang.
Surrounded by onlookers egging them on, the dancers took turns showing off. They liked to imitate the footwork of the original b-boy, James Brown.
They're dancing on the good foot.
When he did a record called Get on the Good Foot, and the dance was somewhat what you call, so unquote, break dance to the record. Well, they was flipping their legs from side to side and, you know, and doing things with their hands.
DJ Africa Bambaataa is known as the godfather of hip-hop. He left his gang activities behind to form the Zulu Nation, a collective of b-boys, rappers, DJs, and graffiti artists. Bambaataa says the true origins of b-boying go even further back to the tribal dances of Africa.
It was always a form of dancing with people of color always did that was hitting the floor, getting wild, or jumping from side to side, or kicking their legs up. And wherever our people heard that beat, they had to get their groove on.
B-boys say they were not aware of other styles around the world. They copied moves they saw in kung fu movies and TV's Soul Train, trying to top each other during breaks in the music.
Shuffle now! Come on, get it done!
From top rock, dancers started hitting the floor. Two teenagers, Keith and Kevin Smith, get credit for being first to drop to the ground with gymnastic contortions, splits, and spins.
We saw people dancing and we wanted to dance. You know, and it's just that our style of dancing was not like anybody else's.
In a new video documentary titled The Freshest Kids, the twins talk about inventing b-boy floor work.
When we used to go down on the floor, we didn't get dirty. And we didn't dance on linoleum. We didn't dance on cardboards. We danced on the cement.
That was the real b-boys from back in the days, you know what I'm saying?
Top rock and floor work, the fundamental steps of b-boying, caught on at schools and housing projects all around the boogie-down Bronx. Santiago Torres, a junior high kid nicknamed JoJo, began taking on challengers during his lunch breaks.
See this spot right here on the floor here? We used to battle right here.
Revisiting his old school, JoJo and his friend Eric Lockett, Grandmaster Wizzy Wiz, reminisce about how some dancers were more flexible than others.
Some people were good in gymnastics. They would flip. They would do, you know, if some guys would double joint it, so they could bend their bodies. And
you remember Jimmy D? Jimmy D?
You know, they could do all that
Jimmy
stuff.
Used to do. Jimmy had a different swipe than nobody else can do.
Yeah, that side.
It was like, boom, it looked like the, you know how you have a slinky, the way it goes down the steps? It was like that.
You had to be creative in this game.
When you stumble on something new, we were the first to let you know.
That was hot.
Oh, you gotta do that again. How you did that? Yo.
JoJo went on to form the Rocksteady Crew, which remains the most famous b-boy troupe in the world. By the late 1970s, DJs had moved the parties from the tenements and school auditoriums outside to street jams. They would steal electricity from street lamps to power their giant turntables. Rapping MCs busted out on the microphone with audience call and response while graffiti artists spray painted the walls. Nelson George, author of the book Hip Hop America, says the street dancing began to replace gangbanging.
In the sense that you could battle, you could have the comradeship, you can actually even wear the same colors or wear your own colors of your breakdance crew and not be in a gang per se that was involved in violence. Not simply because people stopped fighting to dance, but in terms of teenage culture, it's always about prestige and who's what makes you cool. And dancing and emceeing and hip hop became cooler than being in a gang.
In the early 1980s, dancers also figured out they could make money performing on the streets of Manhattan. They created a sidewalk sensation the media dubbed breakdancing. Then came Hollywood. What a feeling, being believing. I can have it all now, dancing all my life. Spinning feverishly on his back at the end of the 1983 movie Flashdance was Richie Colon, Crazy Legs. Besides doubling for actress Jennifer Beals, Crazy Legs and the Rocksteady Crew were featured in such 1980s films as Beat Street and Wild Style.
It's like us kids coming out of the ghetto and watching yourself on the big screen, and it's just like mind-blowing. Then everyone's like treating you like you're a little star. You're above ghetto celebrity status now.
The Rocksteady Crew went on tour around the world, even performing before the Queen of England and President Ronald Reagan. But eventually, breakdancers were overshadowed by more lucrative hip-hop rappers. But over the years, Crazy Legs has remained dedicated to preserving b-boying, defending it as more than just a fad.
This dance was born here, right in the South Bronx. How many other dances have been created over the past 25 years that have survived this long? It is a true American art form.
Last summer, the Rocksteady Crew celebrated its 25th anniversary with young dancers from around the world. And Crazy Legs, now aged 36, tearfully announced his retirement. After so many back and head spins, he now has chronic neck injuries. But he continues to guide a new generation of b-boys and b-girls, advising them to rock their bodies on and on and on, till the break of dawn. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News. The hippie to the hippie to hip hip a hopper, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
The music that inspired breakdancing and a video of some breakdancing moves are at npr.org. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba to the boogie to bang bang the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat.